special presentation of your high school prep game of the week. Only here on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio.
The Prep Game of the Week is brought to you by Fairbanks Orthodontics, Friar Tuck's Hoagie House, Terry Olson, Allstate Insurance, Willow Physical Therapy, Fairbanks Education Association, The Cookie Jar, Delta Power Sports Fairbanks, and Century Hardware Frontier Outfitters.
And now, it's your ESPN Radio High School Prep Game of the Week.
And welcome to North Pole High School on this Friday night. Glenner Anderson here with the play-by-play coverage for a game for the MAC Championship Games. As we've got a good one for you. What a great lineup we have here. And what a great way to kick off International Women's Week, or Women's Day, rather, than with the ladies' game. Yes, we've got a rematch, North Pole and West Valley. They played, I'd say, about a little less than a month ago. West Valley handedly won that. Was close earlier. And then West Valley kind of pulled away towards the end to defeat the North Pole Patriots. North Pole has had really a stellar year for them. I can't remember the last time they beat Lathrop High School so many times, and they did. And here they are again. West Valley got hit well, and West Valley comes into this thing with a pretty darn good record of their own, coming in at 14-9. And they are ranked 7th in the state right now. North Pole comes in 9-9, and they are ranked 10th in the state. Now, here's a cool thing. It's been a little dry spell for both of these squads, and I believe one of them is going to state. And for that, I believe it'll be the first time those seniors will get a taste of the state championship and that March Madness flavor down in Anchorage, because that's where all the state championships go. I believe it's been a while. In fact, I think the last time the state championships were held in Fairbanks, Carlos Boozer was playing for Juno Douglas. What do you think of that? So it's been a little while. Great crowd pouring into the gymnasium here. An early start on a Friday night, a 6 o'clock game. I see the Monroe team coming up here for the boys game. Of course, after this one, West Valley and Monroe. And they've split their series this year, so that'll be a big one. And as for these two teams, well, you got some good shooters on both squads. One thing North Pole lacks is maybe size on the interior, and that's really what hurt them last game. They just really had difficulty rebounding, particularly on the end. Shooting, ball handling, not a problem for the North Pole Patriots. These girls can really play. The Guzman girls, always solid, quick. I would love to get them out playing Ultimate Frisbee. That's all I'm saying. I'd love to get any of these girls out to play Ultimate Frisbee. They would extremely excel. Also, you've got the Skips girls. They got a couple sets of sisters here that just really know how to play the game of basketball, and they do it well, and they're coached well also. So this will be a good one as we get ready to go. They're just lining up now, probably have the national anthem. Don't forget, we're going to probably have about 15 minutes between games, at which time we might send it back to ESPN Radio briefly. Something new that we have for you now, and this is great. And we ask you to pass this along. It's something we've done with some of our other stations for a while with a lot of the programming on KFAR, and that is we are now streaming the live. We have been streaming games live, but now they're archived. So starting tomorrow, you'll be able to go back and listen to these games. So we're going to send it back to the studio for a quick 2-minute break and hear from our sponsors as they do the national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineups and our we'll give you the starting lineups and the tip-off of the MAC Girls Championship game on this International Women's Day, live from North Pole High School on ESPN Radio Fairbanks, streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com. Terry Olson. And we're back live, North High School. I want to thank the staff here at North Pole, taking brilliant care of me, man. I got a little seat up here in the rafters, and they got the little crow's nest for me. I'm all set up. They had all the lineups. Good staff out here, and always happy. There's a couple of years we couldn't come out here, actually. And we just had, we used to do the games over a phone line, and now we use internet, and we had difficulties out here. We got a new system, and over the last couple of years, we've been able to once again come out and broadcast from North Pole High School, and it's always good. We're always excited to be here. The starting lineups for the teams will go to the West Valley Wolfpack. Number 2, the junior, Nivea Snowden. 5, the junior, that would be Talia Wentz. Number 12, senior, Cameron Bartlett. Other senior, that's Cadence Schofield, the senior. And senior, Aisha Peter, in the middle, number 33. And starting for the North Pole Patriots, a junior, number 2, Tiana Guzman. Senior, number 3, Taylor Crone. You've got junior Maddie Glynn, and number 10 in the lineup, Jade Skips, just a freshman starting this year. And another freshman, and that would be Taman. Taman in the starting lineup. So, yeah, both Skips girls. Of course, obviously, Maya Guzman coming off the bench. Alicia Pearson, some of the other gals. Julia Good will be seen, I'm sure. So, should be a good game. Now, the West Valley girls in the white unis, yellow and red trim, North Pole in the dark blue unis with red and white trim. So does that mean West Valley's like the home? What's going on here? Anyway, West Valley going to be moving from left to right across your radio dial. If you're listening to ESPN Radio on the FM dial, 107.9. If you're at 820 AM, you know, the right, left, too much. Getting ready to tip things off here at North Pole, and we are underway with the MAC Championship. Game goes up, ball in the air. And it's into the hands of Jade Skips. And here comes North Pole handling the offense at the other end. Nearly lost it over the midcourt line for an over and back, but they got it back. Skips with the ball up top. West Valley into a 2-3 zone. Skips drives through the zone, dishes outside. Then over to Guzman. It's off to Crone down in the middle. Now they're just kind of throwing it around. Three-pointer by Guzman's up off the iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of Peter, and here comes West Valley. Shot is at the rim, and a quick rebound by North Pole. Quick shot by West Valley out of the gates. Guzman with it, gets it down the other end, gets it a lot. As we roll, Skips passes over to Guzman. Guzman drives. Still that tough zone defense. They're going to have to launch some threes inside, step into it. Shot off the glass and good for North Pole. And that was Taman Skips, the freshman, a two-pointer. Then off the inbounds, ball goes out of bounds, deflected. Nice defensive play that time by Jade Skips, and they get the ball back. So leading 2-0, and now with the ball with 5:42 to go here in the first. Now over to Skips. I'm just going to say T Skips and J Skips. Shot is up, no good, but there's an offensive rebound for North Pole. Somehow, T Skips got in there and pulled down that rebound, missed the shot, into the hands of West Valley. Bounce pass down low. Wentz has it. Double teamed immediately. Shot from the outside off the iron by Schofield. And now we have a jump ball going down for it. Nice hustle by North Pole, and hearing it from the North Pole Patriots fans out here and the boys team down below me, they were loving that hustle. West Valley ball, however, shot is up and a three-pointer is good by Aisha Peter. She hits the three, and it's 3-2 West Valley. Ball gets onto the floor. Skips picks it back up, launches it over to her sister, and sister puts a ball up and a quick foul on West Valley, and it's going to be North Pole at the line. Taman Skips going to be shooting. First shot is up, off the iron, and falls in. So Skips now with all three of the points scored for North Pole so far here. Freshman, second shot is up and hits them both. Nice stroke from the line, good rotation. Now full court pressure by North Pole again. Handled that time by West Valley. That was Bartlett with it. Shot is up, and another three-pointer for Peters. Answers in a big way. Now a little three-quarter court pressure defense applied by West Valley. As they pass it around. Now we got a blocking foul. Let's see who's that. It's going to go against North or West Valley. Personal foul. foul goes against Peter, her first. That's the third team foul on West Valley now, leading 6-4. Shot is up. No good off the inbounds and a rebound by West Valley. Snowden pulled it down. Nice defense by North Pole. Diving for it, pulling up the loose ball was Glenn. But somehow West Valley comes away with it. Wentz, another three-pointer for Peter. Up the iron, no good. And we're going to get a foul. Another foul on West Valley. Team foul number four. One more already with 4 minutes in the first. It's going to put North Pole in the bonus. Pass comes in. More full court pressure. Even a little three-quarter applied by West Valley, staying in that zone. Guzman fakes it, goes up, floater in the lane, and good. 6-6 in this one. Derrickson into the game. Bad pass, throws it away, and solid player, though. That's a good player to have off the bench, Arian Dickerson, or Derrickson, rather. Derrickson's played well this year. Brings some size to the interior for West Valley as well. North Pole ball, top of the key to Skips. West Valley sliding that zone around a little bit, mixing it up. It's more like a 2-1-2 now, but they do change it. Nice. Skips. Oh, lobbed a dangerous lob across that zone. Guzman somehow came away with it. Skips on the inside, back out to her sister. Going to launch this one. Off the iron, no good. And West Valley's going to let that go out of bounds. Derrickson to inbounds for West Valley. 3:08 in the first. First of our doubleheader here on a Friday night. MAC Championship games. Derrickson has it. Handle in the rock in the backcourt. Lobs it over the top. Oh, and dribbled out of bounds. Bartlett kind of took her eye off it. I think it might have hit the corner of her foot. She made a great cut at it, but I think dribbled it just off her foot. The gym continues to fill here on a Friday night in North Pole. Guzman with the ball. On a Skips up top. Nice shot up and in for North Pole. And now we have a ball tipped out of bounds, so it remains West Valley ball. 2:35, North Pole leading 8-6 in this one. First of our doubleheader. Next up, it's Monroe and West Valley for the boys. West Valley into the lane, shot is up, no good. Peters with the rebound. Now she's going to be, oh no, they're going to say, what was the call? Was it a travel? The Zebras are talking it over on this one. See what they're talking. I don't know if they're going to say, was it a foul or a travel first? They're going to say, I think she traveled. Or a possible double dribble. They did, the indication was a little weak. But at any rate, it's North Pole basketball. They get it in. Skips the speed of the guards here for North Pole. Really doing a number. Shot is up off the iron, no good. And now we're going to have a foul called on North Pole. Peters with the rebound. The foul is going to go against Glenn, number 10, or first personal, first team foul on North Pole. Derrickson to inbounds. Ball nearly stolen by North Pole again. As Seekins tried to dribble it across the timeline, lost the handle. North Pole came up behind, swatted it out of bounds. It'll remain West Valley ball. Peters to inbounds. Lobs it in, the ball stolen. Skips. Shot is up, off the iron, no good. Rebound into the hands of Peters for North or West Valley. Under two to play in the first. Bartlett with it up top. Now another turnover. Bartlett gets it back. down onto the ground with it was Schofield. Shot is up, no good by Derrickson, but rebounded by West Valley. Peterson threw it away, and now we're going to have a foul. And I believe that should put him at the line. I don't think it was an offensive foul. So, yeah, that's putting him in the bonus. So now going the other way with a minute 41 to go, it's going to be West Valley, or Lathe, excuse me. What am I talking about? North is at the line shooting. It's going to be Jade Skips. 1:41 to go. They lead by 2, 8-6 early on in this one. Shot is up and good. Skips' first point of the ball game, the freshman. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. And remember, the Guzmans and Skips. Guzmans are juniors, Skips are freshmen, so they're going to be around. Second shot is up and no good. Rebound by North Pole. Puts it up, gets another offensive rebound. Puts it up and in. This time it's Damon Skips. Patner just padding the offensive rebound stats is all. So now, it's her sister. It's Jade's sister at the line to finish off the three-point play, and does. She's 3-for-3 from the line. It's got 7 points, and North Pole opening up a 13-6 lead. There's a foul in the backcourt on North Pole. Can you guess the North Pole fellas are sitting down in front of me? Didn't like the call, obviously. Peters gets it inbounds, puts it up and in. Aisha Peters, very calm. She's got 8. In fact, all 8 of the points for West Valley so far. Skips from the outside. Jade with her first field goal of the game. She's got 3, and it's 15-8 now. North Pole, minute to go in the first. Schofield takes a shot, no good. Guzman with the rebound. North Pole doing a good job on the glass, and there is Derrickson coming in, and another West Valley foul. West Valley out of sorts just a bit in this one. As I mentioned earlier, interesting stat is no girls on either of this team. It's Tasted State. It's been a drought a little bit longer than that. Of course, West Valley, the last ones to get there. Shot is up and good again for Taman Skips. She's 4-for-4 from the line already. Hope I didn't jinx it, and I did. Gosh darn it. Sorry about that, Taman. But there's a rebound and a putback. Guzman, nice shot. Nice job, and it's 18-8 now. Peter with the ball. 10-point lead for North Pole. Peter with a long three, and there's another offense, or a nice rebound by North Pole. Guzman with it. Excuse me. No, that's, it's sister into the game. That's Maya Guzman in there. Guzman's and Skips playing catch with it on the outside, waiting for that last shot, pulling the defense way out. 10 seconds left here in the first. Jade points out the offense. Let's see what they decide to do. Shot is up off the glass, no good, and that's going to do it after one period of play. What a great start for the North Pole Patriots. 18-8 after one period of play, the MAC Championship girls game. Live on ESPN Radio, streaming live at ESPN Radio, Fairbanks.com, back in 60 seconds.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stand, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a 1,000-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Terry Olson, local Allstate agent and lifelong Fairbanksan. Through the years, she's come to know many local families and build some strong relationships. This local connection helped Terry better understand the needs of her Allstate clients, particularly when it comes to their financial needs. From retirement accounts to college savings, Terry's available to help with a variety of financial solutions that go well beyond insurance. That's Terry Olson. That's Allstate Insurance. Call Terry today, 456-1264. You're in good hands with Allstate.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
And we're back, West Valley North Pole girls. North Pole in the lead by 10 with the ball. Shot is up, no good, out of bounds. It's going to be West Valley ball. Substitution now for North Pole. Into the game is Glenn. Sitting down is Meyer Guzman. Wentz back into the game for West Valley. Schofield picks up the dribble. Gets it back. Well, it was Bartlett who picked up the dribble, I should say, and gets it to Schofield. Now we've got a foul. That's going to go against North Pole. A little shove. Foul was on Crone, who's come into the game for North Pole. Ball gets down to Peters. Peters, turn shot. No good. Rebound on the offensive side. Wentz comes up with it, gets it up top. Peter has it again. Thought about the three ball, gets it back to Wentz. All alone down low, nobody picked up number two. Snowden. And the first one not named Peter is scored for West Valley. Gets them to within 8 points now, trailing 18-10. Strong first quarter for the Patriot girls squad. Pass it around the outside. Now a drive, but now a steal, and we're going to travel before the steal. Coach Neal a little upset about something down there, but they got the ball. Bad pass by West Valley. That was Bartlett, but lucked out with a carom off of one of the North Pole players. They get it back under their own hoop. Long outlet pass. Three-pointer by West Valley is good. That was Schofield for the three. Quick timeout, and West Valley quickly cuts that lead in half. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Prep Game of the Week being brought to you. Fairbanks Orthodontics Group, helping Fairbanks smile for almost 50 years. Friar Tuck's Hoagie House as well, off Mirhar Avenue. Come for the food, stay for the game. 13-18, it's North Pole in the lead, led by as many as 10 into that first. Once again, a reminder, if you want to listen back to this game anytime, you will be able to starting tomorrow on the ESPN Radio Fairbanks website archives page. There we go. That's the North Pole student body section and the North Pole boys squad. We've conveniently set up shop right in front of me, thank goodness. So. Now there's a drive by North Pole. Ball is on the ground. We got a loose ball. We're going to have a foul called. Let's see what the call is. They're calling it on. Did they call that on North Pole? I don't. She did kind of wrap her arm around. The foul was on Tame Skips. But there's a steal by North Pole. Shot is up and in. Nice shot by Glenn. Off the steal, back to a 7-point lead, and now we're going to get an offensive foul on West Valley. It's going to go against Bartlett. Everything's rolling for the red, white, and blue here of the North Pole Patriots. Drive by North Pole, blocked out of bounds. Nice. By Wentz, good defense by the Wolfpack. Derrickson checks back into the game for Bartlett. Crone to inbounds. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and in. Beautiful play. Off the inbounds again. It was Glenn for two. And now another steal, then stolen back. Wentz with it. Bounce pass at the feet. Peter trying to come up with it. We're going to get some kind of scrum in there. Jump ball is what the call was. Remains West Valley ball. Substitution, Derrickson out. Back into the game. Snowden for the Wolfpack. Peter has it right at midcourt. Gets the ball down to Snowden. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Snowden, second basket. She's got four. Gets him to within seven. Here comes Guzman. So fast. Skips. Little wheel offense around the outside. West Valley still in that zone. North Pole has had, haven't had a lot of opportunities to penetrate that zone. Bad pass out of bounds by Skips, going to go back over to West Valley. But they've done a good job on the line and on the boards as well, with some offensive rebounds and putbacks. Now a ball nearly stolen again. Skips. North Pole defense has been pretty stifling, very quick. Enough so that West Valley's calling, Coach Neal calling the timeout. It's a full, so we'll send it back to the studio for a 1 minute break. The prep game of the week. MAC championships on the girls' side. ESPN Radio, streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com.
The change of season is here, and now is the time to deal with those nagging pains or injuries. Are those aches and pains getting worse? Imagine a life without pain. Come see us now before deductibles reset. Don't wait until pain puts you into the winter blues. We deal with pain management, injury and post-surgical recovery, sports injury prevention, and more. It's easy to get started. Request an appointment right now at willowpt.com or call 907-456-5990. Willow Physical Therapy, downtown on 4th.
Bob here from the Cookie Jar. It happens all the time. You're with a group of family or friends going out to dinner, but one wants Italian, one wants breakfast, while the other just wants a sandwich. At the Cookie Jar, you can make everyone happy with one of the biggest menus in town. Burgers, salads, sautés, and yes, even breakfast anytime you want it. And when it comes to value, the Cookie Jar offers a wide range of items that fit any budget, including a full kids menu and many entrees under $20. Clean, bright, comfortable atmosphere that enhances your dining experience. Make it the Cookie Jar Restaurant off Danby Road.
We now return to the prep game of the week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
And we're back here, 22-15, North Pole in front of the West Valley Wolfpack. Now the ball stolen away by Skips. Skips going in for the layup. Good. Damon Skips has been everywhere. She's got 10 of their 15 points. Now the ball nearly stolen again. Jump ball. Ripped out of the hands of the West Valley Wolfpack. North Pole back up to a 9-point bulge here. Bartlett back into the contest for West Valley. Skips, crossover dribble, lost the handle. Bartlett with it, top of the key. Ball nearly gets out of the hands of West Valley. Schofield had it though. Snowden, Schofield calling out the offense, gets it down to Wentz. Wentz has been quiet in this game. And another turnover, Skips with it, and gets it back again. 4 minutes to go in the half, three-pointer by Guzman. Off the iron, no good, tipped up in the air. Rattles around, ball again into the hands of North Pole, but stolen away, and West Valley has it. Bartlett with it now. Guarded up top, Skips, Turner. Both the Skips girls just so quick with the hands. Snowden with the ball, drives, puts it up, off the iron, no good, rebound North Pole. Guzman with it. Over into the hands of Krohn, top of the key. 3:30 to go in the half. Gets it back to Krohn. Krohn up and, oh, beautiful look. Wide open look at it. Just missed it off the iron. No good. West Valley with the rebound. Bartlett gets it down to Wentz. Wentz quickly double-teamed outside. Three-pointer's going to go up off the iron. No good. There's Wentz with an offensive rebound. Put back, no good. Tipped out of bounds. West Valley ball. Bartlett to inbounds. Outside to Snowden. Bartlett gets it back. Skips on her. Snowden launches. Off the iron. No good. Rebound. Into the hands of Krohn for North Pole. Guzman with it now. Under three to go in the half. Shot is up. Off the iron. No good. Wentz with the rebound for the Wolfpack. 2:45. Long three-pointer, off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Karam went outside to Schofelt. Another long one by Snowden, not good again. Shot is up, counted and one for Peter. If it wasn't for the play of Aisha Peter, West Valley being a world of hurt. Instead, they find themselves trailing by just seven to a very feisty Patriot squad. Shot is up and completes a three-point play. That's the first time West Valley's been to the line. They hit it. Now North Pole dishes around. Three-pointer again is up and good! That was Glenn for her first three of the game. Back to a nine-point bulge. Peter with it, turns, shoots, air ball, saved by West Valley, but no, foot on the line. I'm absolutely loving the North Pole boys squad. It was nice, because, you know, they don't really have a horse in the race, they're out of it, but they came here to support. That's pretty cool. Joining them on the bench, some of the Monroe boys sitting down there. You got to remember here in Fairbanks, all these guys grew up playing ball together. Played in youth leagues together. They know each other, were camps. Ball out of bounds. Quick turnover, goes back over to the West Valley Wolfpack. Under two to go in the half. Snowden. She said, oh, there's a partial block by Skips, but Peter gets it back. No good. Rebound North Pole. Guzman has the ball. Skips to Guzman. Guzman between both the Skips girls, and they go back and forth. West Valley still been playing zone the entire game. And North Pole's taking advantage of that. Another three-pointer. Off the iron, no good. Rebound into the hands of West Valley. Schofelt comes down with it. Schofelt. And now we're going to get a foul called on North Pole. Taman Skips. Her second, fourth team foul with under a minute to go. To the outside, three-pointer, no good. Offensive defensive rebound for North Pole by Jade Skips. Now the ball stolen away by Bartlett. Launches across court, three-pointer by West Valley, no good again, out of bounds. It's gonna remain West Valley ball. 36 seconds to go in the half. North Pole with a 9-point lead, led by as many as 10 after the first quarter. Snowden gets it to Wentz. Again, Wentz. I think she's only taken a shot or two this game. Peter, however, has been all over the place. Now Wentz inside out. Snowden misses it. Guzman with the rebound. Gets it to Skips, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Skips drives, Skips up and under, puts it up, no good. 2 seconds. Shot is launched. Boy, Peter almost hit that one from way deep. 27-18 at the end of two. And that's halftime, folks, as the North Pole cheer squad comes out. And I got to mention this real quick. I'm not sure which one of the young ladies it was, but one of the young ladies on the North Pole cheer squad absolutely nailed the national anthem. It was beautiful. So that's halftime. 27-18, North Pole, surprising lead over the West Valley Wolfpack. Last time we were in this gymnasium, West Valley blew them out by 20. Different story tonight. Halftime report coming up after a word from our sponsors. The Prep Game of the Week and the MAC Girls Championship game on this International Women's Day. Live from North Pole High School on ESPN Radio, streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com. The Fairbanks Education Association, they're teachers, counselors, librarians, therapists, and psychologists that prepare students to succeed and contribute to a changing society. The diverse voices of their members are the voice of the Fairbanks Education Association, supporting their members by offering lifelong learning opportunities for growth through mentorship and meaningful professional development, empowering their members to make professional decisions that positively impact our classrooms, community, and the daily lives of our students. That's the Fairbanks Education Association, where we care about kids.
If you haven't been to Friar Tuck's in a while, you're missing out big time. You know their poor boy roll, Tuck's roll, French onion soup, and more. But have you tried their cordon bleu bites or avocado fries? How about their amazing deep-fried cheese curds or poutine? From the Bavarian pretzels to pot stickers. Hey, it's something for everyone at Friar Tuck's Hoagie House, including sports. Whatever your team, whatever your sport. You'll find it at Friar Tuck's off Mir Har Avenue. That's Friar Tuck's, open 11 to 9, 7 days a week. Friar Tuck's, come for the food, but stay for the... food.
Attention parents, is your child self-conscious about their smile? Do they struggle with teeth that are crowded or crooked? Don't let them suffer any longer. Fairbanks Orthodontic Group is here to help your child achieve the smile of their dreams with braces. We offer a variety of options to make the process fun and exciting for kids of all ages. Plus, straight teeth aren't just about appearance. They can also improve oral health and overall well-being. Give your child the gift of confidence and a healthy smile. Schedule a consultation with Fairbanks Orthodontic Group today and let's get started.
Some great deals going down this fall at the all-new Delta Power Sports Fairbanks, formerly the Outpost, just off Karen Way, where they just got a ton of awesome winter gear from Klein, plus new Honda snowblowers on the floor just in time for the season. And you'll find a blowout sale on all things steel, plus a huge selection of Polaris, Honda, and BMW bikes, sleds, and side-by-sides. Only at Delta Power Sports Fairbanks off Karen Way, just down from Fred Meyer West. Check them out on Facebook. That's the all-new Delta Power Sports Fairbanks.
When you love being outside in Alaska, wintertime is just another trail to more sporting opportunities. Gear up with Frontier Outfitters, no matter what it is. Small game hunting, predator calling, ice fishing, and more. You'll find what you're looking for. Guns, ammunition, optics, GPS, traps, snares, and the right clothes. Winter camping necessities as well, and a variety of tents and sleeping bags. Prepare for success. Visit Frontier Outfitters. It's the best start to your next outdoor adventure for your Alaskan lifestyle. Frontier Outfitters.
Terry Olson, local Allstate agent and lifelong Fairbanksan. Through the years, she's come to know many local families and build some strong relationships. This local connection helped Terry better understand the needs of her Allstate clients, particularly when it comes to their financial needs. From retirement accounts to college savings, Terry's available to help with a variety of financial solutions that go well beyond insurance. That's Terry Olson. That's Allstate Insurance. Call Terry today, 456-1264. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Winter shoveling tips from Willow Physical Therapy. Start with proper footwear. Non-slip boots are best. When it's time to shovel, lift smaller loads of snow, bend with your knees, and lift with your legs instead of your back. Make sure you move your feet instead of twisting your back. And don't forget to take breaks and stretch. Try a small backward bend while standing or just walk around to extend your back. If you do get injured, come see one of our physical therapists. We are experts at getting you back out there. Willow Physical Therapy, downtown on 4th Avenue.
Bob here from the Cookie Jar. It happens all the time. You're with a group of family or friends going out to dinner, but one wants Italian, one wants breakfast, while the other just wants a sandwich. At the Cookie Jar, you can make everyone happy with one of the biggest menus in town. Burgers, salads, sautés, and yes, even breakfast anytime you want it. And when it comes to value, the Cookie Jar offers a wide range of items that fit any budget, including a full kids menu and many entrees under $20. Clean, bright, comfortable atmosphere that enhances your dining experience. Make it the Cookie Jar Restaurant off Danby Road.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
And here we are, halftime of the girls' game, 27-18. Boy, you think these guys aren't serious about their game. The ladies still in the locker rooms, but at the minute they left the floor, both of the boys' teams in full unis are out doing layup drills. They're already ready for this big game. Very fun. 27-18. Let's look at some scoring in this first half, shall we? For the Wolfpack, really three players. But really, out of that, it's been Aisha Peter. She's got 11. Three for Schofield on that tray she had late in the second. And Nivea Snowden with four. On the other side for the North Pole Patriots, a little more even scoring. They've got five gals in the scoring column. Tiana Guzman's got four, Taylor Crone with two. Maddie Glynn has seven, including one tray. Jade Skips, kind of a quiet night offensively, but man, she's just been, her defensive prowess has been quite nasty. She's got 3 points, one of two from the charity stripe. And leading all scorers, Taman Skips, her sister, has been everywhere. She's got 10 points. 27-18, our score. And remember, like we said, last time we were out here, it was close, fairly close in the first half, but it was all West Valley probably for the last two-thirds of the game. And really, as I had mentioned in the pregame, most of that was just due to the size of West Valley with the rebound. They have a size advantage, and they do so again, but apparently didn't get that memo, as they've gotten a lot of steals, forced a lot of turnovers, and really have done a fantastic job on the boards. I don't have the board stats, but both on the offensive and defensive end, they've done quite well. And they've really made it difficult for West Valley with penetration. And really, West has missed a couple of very easy shots as well, some that they normally make. But I think that was because they were rattled because of the defense. So you can say, oh, they were just cold, that's why they're not. But really, one thing that'll ice a player is solid defense. And that's one thing they're running into here against the North Pole Patriots. Again, the fellas game coming up following this one. Monroe, West Valley. Less than 2 minutes left in the half, and you think it's a boys game, as both teams are still doing layup drills. You've yet to see either of the women's teams out of the locker room, and as I say that, here comes North Pole. See if we can get started here. Hearing it from the crowd. And while we're hanging out, I could probably throw you some scores just because that's what we do. Around the association, Trailblazers over the Rockets in the second. Bucks over the Lakers at the end of 1-3. Pelicans beat the Sixers. They were up by 30 in this game, ended up winning by 8. Wizards victorious over the Charlotte Hornets. Cavs beat the Timberwolves in overtime. Cavs, they've beaten a top team in the East, top team in the West now, back-to-back games. And they've done it without their Donovan. Hawks beat the Grizz. Knicks beat the Magic. And it looks like the Thunder defeated the Miami Heat. So there you go. Do you care about golf? Yeah, you got a three-way tie at the lead, 7-under. Scottie Scheffler, world's number one ranked player. Clark and Harmon. I mean, for what it's worth. The West Valley just now coming out, just in time for the second half. Neither team got any warm-ups whatsoever. They went straight from the locker room to center court. North Pole in the dark blue unis going from left to right the second half with the ball. Guzman with it up top to Skips as we're underway here in the second. Playing catch with it. West Valley still now looks like they're in a man-to-man. So they've switched things up a little bit. We mentioned they'd been in a zone that entire first half. See what they do here. Brooke Pearson into the starting lineup for West Valley in the second half. Stolen away. Skips gets it back, hands off to her sister. They play catch with it up top. Now we're going to have a reaching foul, and that's going to go against number 23, Schofelt. So Schofelt with the foul, first team foul, second personal on Cadence. North Pole inbounds. Guzman gets it in. Skips with it up top. Wentz on her. Double team comes, throws out of it, throws it to her sister, who throws it back. Skips drives, goes inside, score! Nice patience by the Patriot offense. And they've opened up their biggest lead of the game, 29-18. West Valley with just 18 points here in this contest. Spin move, nice play. Maybe that's why they brought her in. Pearson with a spin move on the left block for two. Somebody brought popcorn, I smell it. Oh, that sounds, smells so good. Now a quick offensive foul. The illegal screen from Skips. So 6:19 to go in the third. It's going to be West Valley ball. Wentz with it. Three-pointer by West Valley. Good. That was Malamute into the starting line, or into the game now. It was just inside the three, so a two. They're within seven. Now Skips, a little bit of standing around by the North Pole paper, but Skips goes right in, goes right to the line, count it for two more. Jade Skips trying to, starting to unleash her offensive prowess here. Outside, Malamute again, off the iron, no good, out of bounds, North Pole ball. North Pole ball now. Near side, Guzman, top of the key, Skips. Malamute on her. Peter playing defense outside against Crone. Wentz now on the outside against Glenn. Shot is up, off the iron, no good. Wentz with the rebound. Hands off to Malamute, back over to Bartlett. Gonna launch a three ball off the iron, no good. Run down by Malamute. Coming in the set, didn't play at all the first half. Another three-pointer. Off the iron, no good by West Valley. 31-22. Guzman outside. Three-pointer by North Pole off the iron. Bartlett with the rebound. North Pole in the man-to-man. Under five to go. Peter's going to shoot another three and count it. 6 point North Pole lead. Drives, dishes outside. There's some contact, no call. She puts it up, no good. Peter pulls it down. West Valley going the other way. Malamute thinking about the three. Now she'll launch it, count it. West Valley down by just three now. Making some adjustments at halftime. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. The Prep Game of the Week on radio, streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com.
The Fairbanks Education Association, they're teachers, counselors, librarians, therapists, and psychologists that prepare students to succeed and contribute to a changing society. The diverse voices of their members are the voice of the Fairbanks Education Association, supporting their members by offering lifelong learning opportunities for growth through mentorship and meaningful professional development, empowering their members to make professional decisions that positively impact our classrooms, community, and the daily lives of our students. That's the Fairbanks Education Association, where we care about kids.
If you haven't been to Friar Tuck's in a while, you're missing out big time. You know their poor boy roll, Tuck's roll, French onion soup, and more. But have you tried their cordon bleu bites or avocado fries? How about their amazing deep-fried cheese curds or poutine? From the Bavarian pretzels to pot stickers. Hey, it's something for everyone at Friar Tuck's Hoagie House, including sports. Whatever your team, whatever your sport. You'll find it at Friar Tuck's off Mir Har Avenue. That's Friar Tuck's, open 11 to 9, 7 days a week. Friar Tuck's, come for the food, but stay for the... food.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
We're back here, North Pole with the ball on the shot. What a turnaround move. Count it. Beautiful play by Glenn. Little stop set. Froze the defense. Spin around move in the lane. Count it for two. They needed that one. Stops the bleeding. Bartlett, top of the key, guarded by Skips. The drive, inside to Wentz. Wentz loses the handle, it's gonna be a foul. Team foul number two on North Pole. Sure, who there, haven't said who the foul is on yet. Looks like it's gonna go on Glenn. That's her second. Nobody in any real foul trouble in this one so far. A couple players with two each. Long outside shot, no good by West Valley. Guzman pulls it down. Fakes the three. Skips outside. What a fake, what a slide move. Shahid Skips showing a little Euro step in the middle. What? 35-28, they brought it back out to a 7-point lead again. Shot is up and in, beautiful play by Snowden. She's got six, that was a nice move and much needed by the Wolfpack. Shot on the inside, shot is up and good. And that was Maya Guzman. Into the game, steps right in, puts the shot up and good. Peters with the shot, no good. Oh, they say tipped, and it's going to be West Valley ball. North Pole let it go out of bounds, thinking it was an air ball when they should have grabbed it. Instead, West Valley ball. So kind of error on the side of North Pole there. They all kind of put their hands back like, don't touch it, let it go, when they should have indeed grabbed it. Oh, and there's a bad pass, and it's going to the backcourt. And North Pole's going to come up with it. And then stolen away by West Valley. Glenn had it, didn't see the West Valley defender behind, and then a bad pass by Bartlett trying to get it to Peter. Goes out of bounds. North Pole ball again, leading 37-30. 2:13 to go here in the third. Full house at the North Pole High School. You gotta love this. Guzman thought about the three. She's been quiet offensively. Boy, there was a heck of a block by North Pole. Like a football block. Pass gets away from West Valley. Malamute pulls it down, though. Gets it back to Wentz. Outside, three-pointer for West Valley. Off the iron, no good. Skips with it. Has the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to remain North Pole basketball. North Pole team. They hustle, they run, and they're very well coached. Derrickson into the game for Wentz for the Wolfpack. Skips to inbounds under her own basket with a 1:34 left in the third. Well, comes into Guzman. There skips. Guzman puts it up, no good. They're going to let it go again. Oh, and again, same thing by the West Valley Wolfpack that we saw at the other end. West Valley, thinking it was an air ball, stands back and lets the ball simply roll out of bounds when the referee says, no, it was tipped. So we just saw that on the other end. Ball comes in, and now we're going to have a, what was the call? Legal screen by I think they meant number 10. There isn't an 11 out there. That's Julia Good, the sophomore, but she's not on the floor. Minute 18 to go. Bounce pass down low. Blocked! Derrickson trying to put it up. I don't know who got a piece of it, but West Valley gets it back. Ball stolen away, but back into the hands of West Valley. Boy, there's another foul on North Pole, but just relentless defense. Minute 6 left. West Valley with the ball. Checking into the game is Crone for North Pole. Not sure for who yet. I think they're trying to look at the maybe the last foul where she called it on number 11, but there wasn't. By the way, the foul is on Taman Skips. Now, the board says four fouls. I didn't think she had that. Earlier I had said didn't look like anybody in foul trouble, but apparently. So Skips comes out of the game, their leading scorer tonight. Well, I guess really her sister might have just passed her with those two or three baskets. She had a flurry there for a little bit, but still, not having Taman in there, that could loom large. Let's see what happens. Mark that one down at the minute 06 mark here in the third. So a bit of conversation here between the officials and the North Pole bench. Reminder, you'll be able to listen back to this game, let folks know as well, as we'll have it archived probably late tonight on the ESPN Radio Fairbanks website. Just go to the archive tab, pull it down, you'll see the games. West Valley to inbounds. Snowden has it. Shot is up. Up the iron, no good. Peter pulls it in. And a quick, boy, that was an awful fast jump ball call. It's going to remain on the West Valley side. Just under a minute to go in the third. Into the game for West Valley. Pearson, who started the second half and had her presence felt early on. Now we got an offensive foul. No, they said offensive foul. Well, that was on Derrickson. So turnover West Valley, North Pole with the ball back. You have to look back the last time the North Pole girls went to state as the number one seed out of the MAC, winning the MAC. Nice drive by Skips, and she is fouled on the shot with 41 seconds left. Remember, North Pole led by 10 after the first period. They had it as high as 11. West Valley just earlier in this quarter had it down to 3. Now it's back up to 8, thanks to Jade Skips at the line, who sinks it, and it's 2 of 3. Hits them both. Nine-point bulge for the North Pole Patriots. Three-pointer by West Valley. Saved. No, tried to save it, but it's going to go back over. 29 seconds left. Skips to Guzman. Got both Guzman sisters into the game now. It's their sister Maya comes in for a tame and Skips, who's on the bench with the 4 fouls. Jade Skips gets it back out to Guzman now. Guarded tightly by Schofield. Skips drives in, puts a shot up, foul on Peter. Peter kind of bailed her out with that one. Skips, brilliant drive, but Peter had it blocked off. All she had to do was stand there with her hands up and really force Skips to put up a difficult shot. Instead, bails her out with the foul. That's 2 on Peter. Shot is up, but no good by Skips. 7 seconds in the third. This one's all coming down to the final frame. What a game tonight. And she hits the second. And it's back to a 10-point bulge for the North Pole Patriots. Ball nearly stolen away again. Peter has it at the buzzer. Going to put it up. No good. And at the end of 3, we've got an upset in the making. Don't go away. The MAC Championship Girls game on a Friday night. Live on ESPN Radio. Streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com. Back for the final frame in 1 minute.
Terry Olson, local Allstate agent and lifelong Fairbanksan. Through the years, she's come to know many local families and build some strong relationships. This local connection helped Terry better understand the needs of her Allstate clients, particularly when it comes to their financial needs. From retirement accounts to college savings, Terry's available to help with a variety of financial solutions that go well beyond insurance. That's Terry Olson. That's Allstate Insurance. Call Terry today, 456-1264. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The change of season is here, and now is the time to deal with those nagging pains or injuries. Are those aches and pains getting worse? Imagine a life without pain. Come see us now before deductibles reset. Don't wait until pain puts you into the winter blues. We deal with pain management, injury and post-surgical recovery, sports injury prevention, and more. It's easy to get started. Request an appointment right now at willowpt.com or call 907-456-5990. Willow Physical Therapy, downtown on 4th.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
Well, here we are in North Pole. After defeating Lathrop for the third time this year, find themselves in the championship game of the MAC Finals here at North Pole. They get to host the event, and now they find themselves into one quarter away from the heading to state with a MAC championship under their belt. They've got the ball. West Valley in the man-to-man. Now, North Pole kind of taking their time. I don't want to see them get into some kind of... Skips with the ball, goes in for the layup. No, we're going to have an offensive foul on Crone. She did. Trying to argue her point. But... She did kind of block out the other player. It wasn't just a screen. She kind of moved around with her body, and that was the call. The shot was missed, and West Valley had rebounded anyway. Now the ball nearly stolen again by North Pole. Peter with it, gets it down low, shot is up, no good, rebound into the hands of North Pole. Foul. Little frustration foul on that one by Caden Schofield. First team foul, that's 3 on Schofield. See how long Skip stays on the bench. Guzman skips, drives, puts a shot up, off the iron, no good. She gets her own rebound back. Jade Skips has just out-hustled everybody out here tonight. Guzman goes in, and now we get a travel. She should have put the shot up, but she hesitated. The freshman, year behind her sister, and she probably should have shot that one. Still a 10-point lead here, with just over six to go in the contest. We've seen West Valley come back before. Shot is up, no good. Rebound into the hands of North Pole. And now a foul on Derrickson. That is three on Derrickson. She comes out. Into the game for her is Malamute, who played well off the bench in the third. Glenn with the ball, gets it over to Guzman. Guzman drives baseline, wraparound pass, shot is up and in. Biggest lead of the game for North Pole. Thrown for two off of a beautiful wraparound pass from Guzman. 42-30. What a story. North West Valley passing it around. Shot is up, no good, and a foul. Tell you what, I'm surprised they didn't bring in Brooke Pearson earlier, the junior, because he's got size, biggest player out there, and really is a force down low. And although she only has 2 points, she didn't play at all the first half, and man, has she been just a wrecking ball in the interior here in the second. Shot is up, and off the iron, no good. 5:47 in the contest. Glenn sits down and into the game, Anderson, a freshman for North Pole for the first time in the contest. Second shot is up, no good, and now we have a... lane violation by North Pole on that one, so Pearson's going to get one more look at it. Shot up and no good. Offensive rebound though by West Valley. Peters for three. Count it! That's her fourth. 9-point lead. Now we got a foul on Malamute. Third team foul. Just the first on Malamute. North Pole with the ball. Guzman has it way outside. Hands off to her sister. Trapped in the corner. Double team. Gets it back to her sister. Skips up top. Looking for somewhere to go with it. And she is fouled. That's going to go on Bartlett. And that's Bartlett's fourth. Let's see if that brings up somebody from the West Valley bench over there. Wentz still sitting down. Three-pointer by North Pole. Off the iron, no good. No, air ball, but it goes the other way. And they're going to say it was tipped. North Pole ball. No, they say West Valley ball. So West Valley ball, all right. 5 minutes to go in the game. West Valley trailing by nine. They have trailed throughout. Wentz back into the game. Now we got a jump ball. West Valley possession. Peter with it outside. Guzman right giving her space for that three. She doesn't want her to get a fifth. Peter telling her to swing the ball, and she does. Peter wanted it down on the blocks, and now comes out for it on the outside. The right-hand dribble, far side. Shot is up by West Valley. Air ball. West Valley seems a little tight here as the ball goes out of bounds. But with 4:35 to go, North Pole Patriots with the lead and the ball. Ball stolen away by West Valley. Wentz comes up with it. Wentz goes in for the layup. Missed it. Left it short. Peter's there for the rebound and the putback. Boy, if it wasn't for Aisha Peter, West Valley'd be in a world of hurt. She's got over 20 points in this game. I'll add it up for you here in a minute. 4 minutes to go. 7-point lead. Guzman with the shot. No good. Wentz with the rebound. Here comes West Valley. Plenty of time. Only trail by seven now. Malamute for three. Off the iron. No good. Rebound. Offense by Bartlett. Outside again. Malamute going to shoot another three. Off the iron again. Off of North Pole. Out of bounds. West Valley's got the ball. 3:42 to go. Out. 32nd. We'll hold on to it. Tonight's game brought to you by Terry Olson, Allstate Insurance. In good hands with Allstate, in great hands with Terry Olson. Willow Physical Therapy, Century Hardware and Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. The Fairbanks Education Association. And the Cookie Jar Restaurant, where everybody's family. Best breakfast in town, I'll tell you now. Delta Power Sports as well, bringing you tonight's contest. Out there off Karen Way. Check out their new sleds. Your home for Polaris, Honda, BMW, and more. That's Delta Power Sports Fairbanks. Stop in and tell Colton and the crew thank you for supporting high school athletics. So it's going to be West Valley ball. 3:42 to go. Trailing by seven. Ball comes in. Shot is up. Off the iron. No good. North Pole with the rebound. Gets it into Guzman. It's Maya Guzman, and now she is fouled. And that's going to be five team fouls, which should put the freshman at the line. And remember, it's a different setup now. You're getting the bonus, you get an automatic two. Instead of the one and one, they've kind of eliminated that part of it. So the freshman at the line with two of the biggest free throws of her young career. She misses the first. She misses the second. Peter with the rebound. Pass comes down inside. Bartlett with it, loses the handle, outside. No, we got a travel. Travel by Bartlett. North Pole with it, skips into the lane, puts a shot up, misses it. Peter with the rebound. Both teams have gone kind of cold here late in the contest. Things tightening up. North Pole and the man. Wentz with it underneath. Tries to get it. Now we're going to get a foul. And it's going to be Wentz at the line shooting two. Talia Wentz, the junior, yet to score in this one. Normally a solid offensive player, just hasn't found the rhythm tonight. Shot is up. And misses the free throw, a much needed free throw. Really, West Valley, only their third free throw of the contest. And she hits the second. So now it's down to a 6-point North Pole lead. Still skips on the bench. There's a ball stolen away by Peter. Bounce pass, stolen away and knocked out of bounds by Skip. It was a two-on-one break. Skips broke it up and hit it out of bounds. It'll remain West Valley ball. Full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute. We've got less than three to go in this one. Coming down to the wire, the women's championship game on ESPN Radio, streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com.
Bob here from the Cookie Jar. It happens all the time. You're with a group of family or friends going out to dinner, but one wants Italian, one wants breakfast, while the other just wants a sandwich. At the Cookie Jar, you can make everyone happy with one of the biggest menus in town. Burgers, salads, sautés, and yes, even breakfast, anytime you want it. And when it comes to value, the Cookie Jar offers a wide range of items that fit any budget, including a full kids menu and many entrees under $20. Clean, bright, comfortable atmosphere that enhances your dining experience. Make it the Cookie Jar Restaurant off Danby Road.
The Fairbanks Education Association, their teachers, counselors, librarians, therapists, and psychologists that prepare students to succeed and contribute to a changing society. The diverse voices of their members are the voice of the Fairbanks Education Association, supporting their members by offering lifelong learning opportunities for growth through mentorship and meaningful professional development, empowering their members to make professional decisions that positively impact our classrooms, community, and the daily lives of our students. That's the Fairbanks Education Association, where we care about kids.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
And right out of the break, it's Peter for two and a quick 2 points, and they're just down 4 points with 2:48 to go. And back into the games because Taman skips. They really need her both offense and defense out there. Twenty-four for Aisha Peter for the North or for the West Valley Wolfpack. Back out of the break. Tonight's game brought to you by the Fairbanks Orthodontics Group, Friar Tuck's Hobie House, and Terry Olson, Allstate Insurance. Full court pressure defense by West Valley. They get it into Guzman. Trapped in the corner, dishes it outside to Skips, beats everybody down court, pulls it back out, gets it to her sister up top, 2.5 to play, clinging to a 4-point lead, led by as many as 11 in this one on a couple of occasions. Taman Skips outside. Now we're going to have a foul call. With 2:19 to go, a couple crucial free throws coming for the North Pole Patriot girls squad. So great to see this gymnasium this full. It is packed. What are you doing on a Friday night? Should be right here. Don't forget to tell your friends, tell the folks in North Pole here that this game's going to be available to listen back to tomorrow on the website. And the shot is up and no good by Skips. She had been 4 of 6. Second one is up, and that one falls in. Here comes Peter. Knocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call her for the foul. Team foul number 4. Foul's going to go on Maya Guzman, I think only her second. Yeah. No, that was... That was Tiana with the foul. Peter with it out front. Gets it over to Malamute. Back to Peter. Launches a 3-ball. Off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound for West Valley. Malamute, turn around, scores it. Malamute's been huge off the bench. Only her 4th point. Now a near steal, but North Pole gets it back. 3-point lead. Guzman with the ball. Gets it into the corner to Glenn. And now we're going to have a, we're going to get a foul called, I believe. No, a timeout. A timeout first. North Pole up 3 with the ball. A minute 41 to go. Are they calling a full? It's a full. We'll take a 60 and be right back on ESPN Radio. Streaming it at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com. Back at 60.
If you haven't been to Friar Tuck's in a while, you're missing out big time. You know their poor boy roll, Tuck's roll, French onion soup, and more. But have you tried their cordon bleu bites or avocado fries? How about their amazing deep-fried cheese curds or poutine? From the Bavarian pretzels to pot stickers. Hey, it's something for everyone at Friar Tuck's Hoagie House, including sports. Whatever your team, whatever your sport. You'll find it at Friar Tuck's off Mir Har Avenue. That's Friar Tuck's, open 11 to 9, 7 days a week. Friar Tuck's, come for the food, but stay for the... food.
Are you tired of feeling self-conscious about your smile? Do you want to straighten your teeth and achieve the confidence you deserve? Look no further than Fairbanks Orthodontic Group. Our orthodontic specialists are here to help you achieve your dream smile. We have a solution that will work for you. Say goodbye to crooked teeth and hello to a beautiful straight smile. Contact us today to schedule your consultation and take the first step towards a brighter, more confident future. Fairbanks Orthodontic Group, off the old Steese, or anytime at fairbanksorthodonticgroup.com.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
And the ball comes into North Pole here, off the foot of Skips. West Valley with the ball. They've got numbers. Oh, and there's a carry by Wentz. Oh, my goodness. High dribble, couldn't quite get the handle on it, and a turnover with a minute 34. That could have got them to with one or a tie with a three. Full court pressure defense by West Valley. North Pole to inbounds. Gets it to Guzman. Ball stolen to Baywhite by West Valley. And they're going to say no. Stepped out of bounds. Woo! North Pole with it again. Gets it into Skips. And the ball stolen away. Peter with the ball. A ball stoppage as Skip went down. Looked like she had hit her head, so the referee stopped the game. But Skip's got back up quickly. Probably more upset with herself than anything. He's asking if she's okay. She is. 1:26 to go. 3-point lead for North Pole. Peter has it outside. 24 points in this game for Peter. Long three-pointer, off the iron, no good. Who's got it? Jump ball. Jump ball. West Valley ball, North Pole ball. The ball comes in there, stolen away. Wentz has it, gets it down low to Malamute. Spin move, shot is up, no good. Shot is up again, no good. North Pole with the rebound, and a... Holy cow, looked like a takedown. I think they called the foul. With a minute six in the game. Yeah, it was a foul, okay. It looked like she got pulled down, and she was. So now going to the line, I believe, is gonna be the senior, Taylor Crone, number three. She got 4 points in the game, is yet to shoot from the free throw line. A minute six in the game and a three-point lead. This would give them a two-possession lead. She can make, and she hits it. Calmly goes up there and strokes it. Second one is up, air ball. Left that one a little light. So a four-point lead, 1:06 to go in the game. Wentz to inbounds. Quick timeout by West Valley. We'll keep it right here. We're not going anyplace. Tonight's game brought to you by the Cookie Jar Restaurant, by the Fairbanks Education Association, and Delta Power Sports Fairbanks. By the way, we just had a final in the, get this, my man VMAX sent this over to me, in the Aurora Conference Finals on the boys' side. The Valdez Buccaneers beating the Delta Huskies to win the Aurora Conference. Delta heading off to the dance. Gotta love March Madness. This is great. Reset for you, 44-40. Just over a minute to go. North Pole is led by as many as 11 on a couple of occasions. West Valley yet to have a lead in this game. It's West Valley ball. With a minute left, Malamute with the ball. Long pass on the outside. Now we're going to get it. Oh, we're going to get a foul called. Offensive foul. Ball on the sideline for North Pole. Wow, that's huge. Now another foul. And boy, down goes Guzman. She went hard. Peter tripped her. Unintentional all the way. She was going for the ball. Kind of hurt her hip. Guzman doesn't have a lot of flesh on those bones. She's just a tiny thing. She seems okay. She played strong here tonight. Controlled the ball well. And now she's at the line with a chance to put her team up six with 58 seconds to go on their way to state. Shot is up and no good. This one is big. Well, they're all big. What am I talking about? She looks it over. And it hits. Nice shot for Tiana Guzman. One of two from the line. She's got five and they're at 45-40. And now we have a foul called. And that's the last thing North Pole wanted, was to stop the clock and put West Valley's best player at the line. All she's done is hit 4 of 5. Or excuse me. No, she's only gone to the line once, but she made it. And she makes that one. Reminder, the fellas game coming up following this one. She hits them both. It's just a 3-point lead. Guzman with the ball. Skips out now. Skips. Drives. Passes to the outside. Ball stolen away. Wentz with it. 42 seconds left. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be West Valley ball. They trail by three with 39 seconds to go. Another timeout. My goodness. seconds left. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with this one, the ESPN Prep Game of the Week, and it's a big one. Streaming live at ESPNRadioFairbanks.com. Back in 30 seconds.
Some great deals going down this fall at the all-new Delta Power Sports Fairbanks, formerly the Outpost, just off Karen Way, where they just got a ton of awesome winter gear from Klein, plus new Honda snowblowers on the floor just in time for the season. And you'll find a blowout sale on all things steel, plus a huge selection of Polaris, Honda, and BMW bike sleds and side-by-sides. Only at Delta Power Sports Fairbanks off Karen Way, just down from Fred Meyer West. Check them out on Facebook. That's the all-new Delta Power Sports Fairbanks.
We now return to the Prep Game of the Week on 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN Radio Fairbanks.
45-42, North Pole led throughout in this one. However, it's West Valley ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Delta Power Sports Fairbanks, Century Hardware, and Frontier Outfitters. It's Friday night. A reminder, West Valley, Monroe, the boys' side, coming up following this one. Boy, they got a... got some shoes to fill. This is a hard act to follow right here. Peter with it outside. She's going to shoot a long three off the iron. No good. Long rebound. 30 seconds left. Malamute with it. Gets it to Peter. Another long three. Out of bounds. 23 seconds left. North Pole ball. Team's in the bonus. Long outlet pass. Gets it to Guzman. She elects not to shoot the basket. Oh, I would have shot that. She had a wide open layup. It would have put them up five. Instead, she, well, maybe not. She smartly dribbles it around. It was a long pass. They went for the bomb and got it to her. Elects not to shoot the open layup. Dribbles it out, gets fouled. Now she's at the line. She hits it. Now it's a, that was the biggest free throw of her career. She's got one more now, 46-42. Make it a 5-point. And in and out, no good. Peter with the rebound. Dribbles into the corner. Nowhere to go with it. Ball to Wentz. 12 seconds left. Outside. Snowden puts it up. No good. Rebound. Scrum for the ball. Guzman comes up with it. 5 seconds left. She's going to dribble it out. No, she's fouled with 3 seconds left. North Pole is going to go to state. North Pole is going to win the MAC championship. My goodness. Here we go. The West Valley girls just look shocked. Absolutely shocked at this one. I mentioned earlier, last time they played, it was all West Valley. Not tonight. Guzman, second shot is up. And she hits it. Three seconds left, and that's it! The North Pole Patriot girls have won the state title, or the MAC title rather, heading to state. And the fans come off, the cheerleaders come out, they come out of the stands, they're jumping, they're cheering. What a sight! What a sight! Congratulations! To the North Pole Patriot girls. They just won the MAC championship and are heading to state. Wow. Wow. Heck of a game. Heck of a game. And West Valley, great year. They've got a great squad. They got some youngsters coming back. They'll be back. They'll be doing it again. But man, you've got to love a Cinderella story. Few bigger than this one. Wow. Good stuff. I'll tell you what, we're going to send it back to the station for 2 minutes. I'll crunch some numbers. And we'll take it from there. Once again, the North Pole girls are MAC champions heading to the state championship tournament in Anchorage. March Madness has officially begun, and it started at North Pole High School.